United States government just asked us to save the world. Anybody want to say no?
Hey everyone, this is Dan Sheridan with PaulsEvangel.com. You know, the scriptures teach that God is entreating us to be conciliated or at peace with Him. You may ask, is God really entreating me to be at peace with Him? I thought He was angry with me because of my sins. I answer, not at all. You reply, but the local pastor told me I need to pray the sinner's prayer and plead with God to forgive me.
Make your peace with God, AJ!
I answer, the sinner's prayer is a ridiculous invention of man. You only ignore God's entreaties when you plead for forgiveness, for He gives you His word that your sins have been already taken care of once and for all by Christ Jesus when He died on the cross. You may ask, but how can I be sure? My answer, your salvation is guaranteed by the fact that God raised His Son from the dead. God's word assures us that Christ was given up because of our offenses and was roused because of our justifying. Your faith in these facts is all that really matters. There is nothing left for you to do, so believe God. Scripture says, "For in grace through faith are you saved, and this is not out of you, it's God's approach present." It is an outright gift, not based on anything which you may do, but based on His love for you. It is not out of you, so stop looking at you, period. Don't look inside of you, at your feelings or prayers, or don't look on the outside of you, your good deeds or church attendance. And don't even begin to moan about all the bad things you did. It's not out of you. Your supposed goodness does not bring you closer to God, and your badness does not hinder you from being accepted by God.
You were serious about that?
It is not out of you, so stop looking at yourself. The reason it's not out of you is so that you won't brag about your good deeds or moan about your bad deeds. Now, salvation is not something you do in cooperation with God. It is something that God does for you without you. Even your faith is God's gift to you. God has provided everything because He knows you cannot provide it yourself. So since God has done it all, He does not need conciliation, but you do. All the estrangement is on your side. God's not angry with you. So listen to His entreaties. God is pleading with you. Now listen, sit down and think for a moment.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
The moment your thoughts stray back to yourself, you are off the track. God loves you, and He never would have allowed sin to come between you and Himself in the first place if it would not eventually be to His glory and for your greatest good. Now, those who believe the gospel are saved for the eons. They are justified by God's grace and are set free from the dominion of sin in their lives. They don't have to worry about sin anymore. They will experience the deliverance of their bodies when Jesus Christ returns. They will get perfect bodies that will never die again, and they will share the glory of their Savior and have a great job to do in the coming eons. But you may ask, well, what about those who do not believe? Well, I'm glad you asked that. Those who do not believe in this life will not be around during the next two eons. They will be judged by a just God at the Great White Throne Judgment. They will die the second death. They will not be alive, that is, they won't be conscious for a period of time.
You have the right to remain unconscious. You say ain't gonna be much.
But this is not their final end. They will be made alive at the consummation when Jesus Christ abolishes the last enemy, death. Then they too will be justified, reconciled, and made immortal. Then God will be all in all, and all humanity will be alive and happy. Now I know what you're thinking. Your pastor teaches that Jesus Christ either cannot or will not save all. But He does not lack the ability, for He already saved the worst of sinners, Paul. Neither does He lack the love, for He died for all. As many as have sinned will be saved. God is both able and willing. We never chose to be sinners, and we have no choice in our salvation. Thank God. God is the Savior of all men, especially of believers. This is Dan Sheridan with PaulsEvangel.com. Our phone number, 847-312-4676.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.